And now this is a dictation. For Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, Wilmot, W-I-L-M-O-T, December 761, address as a letter to Dr. Stron, S-T-R-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Stron, consultation for Mrs. Wilmot with elevated potassium documented within the last 1 year. She has underlying diabetes and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. There was prior hematuria, microscopic, not gross, that was evaluated in the past by urology Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E-Y, with negative workup, no infection, no masses, no stones, no obstruction. There has been also prior colon surgery, a polyp turned out to be cancer, requiring a second revision resection. However, did not require radiation treatment or chemotherapy. This is around 2010. Since then, both colonoscopies in a yearly basis, as well as CEA, has been negative. She denies any problems. Appetite is normal without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She is not on any diuretics. There is no urinary symptoms at this point in time. No edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, nor orthopnea, PAD, no skin rash, bruises. Extensive review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Takes metformin for pre-diabetes. There is no documented diabetic retinopathy, neuropathy. No coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no chronic liver disease. Denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries for the colon polyp resection procedure. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin and topical aloe, A-L-O-E. Next paragraph, present medication, thyroid replacement, singulair, metformin, and recently Adderall, A-D-E-R-A-L, has been changed to Vyance. V as in Victor, Y, V as in boy, excuse me. V as in Victor, Y, V as in Victor, A-N-S-E. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, strong family history for colon cancer. No kidney problems or potassium abnormalities. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 157 pounds, 61 inches tall. Blood pressure 140 over 90 on the right, 144, 92 on the left. She's alert to the intestine 3. I don't see gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. From October, normal kidney function, normal glucose, normal sodium, acid base, potassium mild elevated 5.3, normal calcium albumin, liver function test. Back a year ago, September 5.5, other numbers normal. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelet and differential. Back in 2020, potassium was normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. There is hyperkalemia for the last 1 year without evidence of progression or musculoskeletal or cardiovascular symptoms. Etiology is not clear. There is normal kidney function. At this moment, normal acid base. Blood pressure in the upper side, although she mentioned to be anxious coming here, as well as the treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. There is no pressing medication that will affect the normal potassium intracellular distribution. There is nothing to suggest medications or clinical condition that will affect adrenal function of aldosterone or effect of that medication. She has noticed some problems getting blood, but there is no reported gross hemolysis. At this moment, observation only is indicated. Monitor blood pressure at home. If persistent or worsening high potassium and persistent hypertension, we will consider a low dose of diuretics for both purposes. Only should discuss with the patient and the dictation.